Favoring South Dakota, the ruling overturns the old standard where a business only pays if it's physically in the state. Writing for the majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said the old standard was removed from economic reality and created market distortions that favored out-of-state sellers. Kevin Lyons is spokesperson for the Texas Comptroller's Office.
Listen, we welcome the court's ruling in this case and are currently assessing any potential revenue impacts as a result of this decision, as well as whether any rule changes or legislation might be required to achieve the benefits of this decision.
The Comptroller's Office estimated in 2014 that Texas could collect as much as $1 billion more in revenue for state and local governments. The decision's a blow to many big online sellers like Wayfair and Overstock.com, as well as independent sellers on marketplaces like eBay. In San Antonio, I'm Paul Flav.